Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. China will be taking a hard look at Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher's visit to Taiwan. The chair of the House Select Committee on China arrived in Taipei, a show of U.S. support for the self-governing island.
The people of Taiwan should be confident that America stands with them, even as we sort through a very intense political season domestically.
He says that won't change no matter who wins in November.
I'm very confident that support for Taiwan will continue regardless of who occupies the White House.
A three-judge panel of the San Francisco-based Federal Appeals Court struck down a moratorium on coal leasing on federal lands. Could mean future sales of a fuel that's a major source of greenhouse gases. With a growing number of Americans being detained by Russia, the State Department declared that no U.S. citizen should travel to that country for any reason. This is ABC News. More and more these days, women are talking about the change, menopause, the midlife hormonal upheaval that's an even bigger deal than puberty.
Average age in the United States for women going through menopause, 51.
Dr. Jennifer Ashton is ABC News chief medical correspondent and says one in eight women experience early menopause, symptoms presenting before age 40.
We're more powerful and more prepared than we think. You've already been through a big life change like this. It's called puberty, and you didn't have the experience or the resources to deal with it, which hopefully women at older ages do.
State senators in Georgia advanced a bill to require school libraries to notify parents of every book their child checks out. Another measure would subject school librarians to criminal charges for distributing materials containing obscenity. Unclear if either bill will pass before a deadline next week. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the March protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin businesses suffering losses during the warm, dry winter can apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration says its disaster coverage will extend to businesses hurt by the lack of winter weather this season. Businesses that cater to outdoor recreation are especially hard hit. Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement Tuesday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most formidable challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Woody is back in the clubhouse. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers making it official today. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff signs a two-year deal with a third-year option to return to the crew. He had surgery on his shoulder last October and was asked, how's he doing so far?
I'm just a little bit over 4 months in. I started a throwing program last week, and that's been going good. It's a slow and steady progression, but as of right now, I feel good. I feel completely normal. Now it's just all about getting my shoulder back used to, you know, the stresses that we do day in and day out. But as of right now, I'm doing great, just following protocol, and, you know, look forward to getting out to Maryvale and getting with the staff and continuing that buildup. So, but as far as 4 months in, man, I'm doing good.
No timetable yet if he could return this year. The Brewers also officially signing catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year contract. College basketball, Marquette at home tonight. They take on the DePaul Blue Demons. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds here in the overnight. Light and variable winds with lows by sunrise in the mid-30s. On your Thursday, we'll see tons of sunshine returning to the forecast. Northwest winds will increase. Highs in the mid-50s. Cooler Friday will be in the middle 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Alba. On Thursday, we continue to be live from Hayward, Wisconsin for the American Bourbon Fighter. Join us noon to 3.
Broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest. With everything lacrosse is talking about. You're Soarin' with Eagle 1490.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. So very happy to have you along with us. Jane, Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenhoff, all coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
A party!
Or leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. All kinds of things coming up today. Going to have a very, very busy show. Next hour, our very own Jimmy Cuska is going to be joining us. There was an election yesterday. Depending upon where you are, that is going to determine whether or not you had to go to the polls. But there were a lot of school referendums on the ballots all around the state. So Jimmy Cuska will be joining us at 11:33 to give us a little update on which of those referendum passed. And then at 11:50... it's going to be a weekly segment from now on.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes, we're going to do Wednesday Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot, Civic Media's meteorologist at 11:50. Give us an update on what's happening. It is really a beautiful May day today.
Yeah.
And so Brittany's going to join us and give us an update on what's coming up.
Maybe this is making up for the spring we never got last year.
That's true. We haven't had a good spring, it seems like, in a really long time. My daffodils are coming up.
They're coming up roses.
They're coming up Daffy.
There you go.
So, all right. And just a reminder to download the Civic Media app at all of the places where you get your apps.
It's on sale for $2,000 today.
It's absolutely free.
Oh.
And check out the newly revamped website at civicmedia.us. Really, it looks great. All the shows. You can check out all the shows. You can look at all the podcasts and previous shows and check out the show notes if you're looking for information for something that we talked about. That is all there at civicmedia.us. We are going to start out, though, with episode 212, which is just a random number I kind of picked out of the sky, on your state government not working for you.
Wow.
I know.
It just
continues.
Shocking.
Yesterday, Senate Republicans in Wisconsin rejected four of Governor Tony Evers' appointments to the UW Hospital Board and the State Natural Resources Board, which means that Governor Evers promptly appointed four replacements. Quote from the governor, "Unfortunately, with these legislative Republicans, bipartisanship and common sense always seem to take two steps forward and two steps back. And that trend continued today when the Senate Republicans took up yet another group of exceptionally qualified citizen appointees and fired them simply for doing their jobs." It's kind of standard operating procedure now.
I mean, I feel like we praise them for being bipartisan at least once a week up there in Madison. And I don't want to say it gives me hope, but it's just nice. It's nice when they work together.
And they actually do something for us.
And then they pull this sort of shenanigans, hanky-panky stuff here. And then it makes me really then nervous about the whole MAPS thing. If they're just going to fire people willy-nilly for, you know, no severe good reason, then what's to say they're not going to start a hissy fit over the MAPS that they just voted on?
Right. Well, don't you feel like this is kind of a continuation of the hissy fit over the maps.
I think
yes, the maps got passed. I don't think they see that as a victory.
No, I think, well, it's not just the maps either. It's maps. It's Janet Protasiewicz. It's Megan Wolf not getting impeached. It's Janet Protasiewicz not recusing herself. It's Tony Evers winning a second term. It's the fact that their dear leader in the assembly has an approval rating that is abysmal.
What is it?
17%. Come on, Jane, be nice. 17%.
I apologize, my friend Robin.
But yeah, they're
for wanting to say 13%.
It's a group of people who have so much power in government can barely make anything happen, and they're constantly stepping on rakes and hitting themselves in the face with the handles. And so this is just petty. These are just petty power moves.
Yes.
And I wouldn't be surprised if the people who work to appoint these people said to them, you might get fired like fast.
Just be ready.
That's what we're doing here right now. Andrew in Maine on the live stream said, hissy fits in Madison. How unspeakable, inconceivable.
Good Princess Bride reference there.
Yeah. So, I mean.
But, well, I mean, let's not forget, too. I mean, they've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
When Tony Evers got reelected to his second term, they were still sitting on over 150 of his appointees.
Yeah.
So they've been having a hissy fit ever since he got elected, and the hissiness just continues.
The Hissington Party.
Well, come on, you guys. Do your jobs.
I was going to say, could you imagine if they took all that just petty white energy? That didn't make sense. I want to be petty white as like Betty White. Never mind. Point is, Tom Petty. Point is, can you imagine if they took all that energy? And I'm not saying they back up everything Tony Evers does, but just, you know, leave the appointees alone and let them do their jobs. Look at the bills that are out there and vote on them together. Instead, it's this harumphing arms crossed. I'm going to take my ball and go home.
And it's not like these people aren't qualified. They rejected former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawson, former Representative Sandy Pope of Mount Horeb, former Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals President Candace Owley, appointees to the UW Hospital Board. And they also rejected the governor's appointment of Todd Ames to the state's Natural Resources Policy Board. I could understand if this, you know, here's Wilbur from Mount Horeb, and he's my cousin, and so I want to put him on the board. These are qualified people.
But you just said it. If it was Wilbur, their cousin, I think that'd be even a better fit. They'd say, all right, fine, because that's something they would pull.
Wilbur will do what I want.
Those are four women for the UW Hospital Board, right?
Yes.
Highly qualified, educated, probably have opinions on certain things that they don't like. And they certainly don't want to hear from dangerous liberal women. I don't know if they're liberal, but, you know, to me, any GOP leader sees a woman with an opinion they see as a liberal. So,
well, I found this article on Madison.com. GOP lawmakers did not offer a reason for rejecting the UW Hospital Board appointees. But last year, Republican members of the Senate Health Committee questioned the appointees about their views on abortion policy.
Yep. And you said the other Todd Ames was the Natural Resources Board.
Yes.
Oh, I'm
he
sure.
He served as Deputy Secretary of the Wisconsin DNR before retiring in December of 2021, appointed by Evers to fill one of the seats left vacant after Senate Republicans fired four other members in October. They've taken aim at Ames for online criticism he's made in the past of the Republican Party and former President Trump. So, what?
I bet you even without the Trump criticisms, the fact that he probably has opinions on, you know, conserving the environment and being good to it and having policies which maybe punish polluters and protect the people. But, you know, they don't want to hear about that.
Pat texting in from the 715, listening in Green Bay on WGBW. The Wisconsin GOP is going to follow the Michigan GOP, broke and on the verge of extinction. I don't know that that's going to happen. But yeah, boy, Michigan, that's a whole nother woof.
Yeah.
We could do a whole show on the dysfunction in Michigan.
Another text, our friend Lynn from Oconomowoc. Is Merlot really Brittany's last name? I believe so.
It is.
Yeah.
I asked her about that one of the first times we met. I was like, you made that up.
She's like, you're right. My last name is Chardonnay.
No, her name is actually Merlot. M-E-R-L-O-T, just like the wine.
Love it.
Yep, it's great. If you want to chime in on this, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Once again, our legislature doing nothing. They are good at it. They're really good.
You know what they're really good at? They're really good at being paid with our money, too.
Mm.
Working, what was that, 100 days out of the year? Not even?
Well, they're almost late for vacation.
Woo, guys, put it down.
You better get going.
Get your board shorts ready. It's summertime almost. Exactly.
I mean, you got places to go and people to ask money from.
And constituents to completely ignore.
Going back to Ems, who was the Deputy Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and again, another one of the appointees that the Senate Republicans rather rejected. M says, I know how to work in a bipartisan manner. The majority party in the Wisconsin state legislature does not. In fact, they seem to think that bipartisan is some sort of lethal virus because they avoid it like the plague. Hmm.
I mean, well, we've seen plenty of I don't totally agree with that. We've seen lots of examples of them working together.
They've gotten some
on various
done.
Issues. Some things have gotten done.
True.
It's just, and that's, I guess, the frustration is they can do it. They've shown us that they can do it. And then they just sort of sharp turn and do things like this where I'm not mad, guys. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, right.
That's what I feel. It's like, I'm not mad. I'm not shocked. I'm disappointed. Yeah.
844-967-2789 if you want to call in or text. Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina. What do you want to chime in on this?
Good morning. You know what? I've been listening to Earl before you, and yesterday I was... I can't get the fact that a speaker listening to Trump or any other active Republican member of a government listening to who is he? Have ever you heard any other presidents, a former president, dictating a policy of an existing government?
Karina, what are you talking about right now? We're talking about Wisconsin legislators.
About him giving a direction over the media saying, don't sign this, leave the border for me, don't go into those reforms, don't do this. Like he was talking to Speaker Johnson just recently through the media saying, oh, I'm telling you, don't do this, don't sign this, don't discuss this, remove this from the agenda.
Yeah, Karina, we know.
And I appreciate, and we always appreciate you calling, Karina, and very much so for listening. We are going to return when we come back. More Wisconsin hanky panky, we'll call it. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Up North News Radio.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Take it away, wanna hear you play till the lights go down.
Good morning, welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Shout out to everybody in Wisconsin Rapids listening on WFHR. Thank you so very much for joining us. You can always call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. Very excited at 10:33. We're going to play another round of the good, the bad, and oh, I got to get one of these.
I swear to God, it's a wonder oven, isn't it?
It is not a wonder oven. It may be even more wonderful than a wonder oven, but that is coming up between 10:30 and 11 o'clock. Hope you can stick around for that. We have been talking about our lawmakers once again not getting anything done after firing a whole bunch of Governor Evers appointees to the hospital board and the state natural resources board. Just talking about it just seems petty. It just seems petty to me.
I don't think it seems petty. It is petty. It's just the pettiest.
844-967-2789. Eric from Wauwatosa. Good morning, Eric. Thank you so much for listening. What's going on?
Yeah, sure. Good morning. Hey, I just was going to say along the lines of what you're talking about, akin to like the closing of public pools and all the other efforts that the federal government and state governments went through during segregation. I like to ask, before any of your conservative callers up, your alleged conservative callers call up, is for them to rationalize the treasure that is being wasted. Beyond, and to kind of piggyback on what Greg had said earlier, is not only the efforts, but just the money. This costs so much money to retrain and reappoint and re-recruit and all this stuff, and they are just wasting taxpayers' dollars out of, as you say, spite, hatred, whatever it may be. And I'd like to hear any of your kind of regular or even a new conservative caller call up and rationalize these expenses and what their ends are to these means, because obviously they represent these voters. So we're always talking about the politicians, but they also represent people that apparently from their behavior approve of these behaviors in Madison and even in D.C. So I'd like to just throw that challenge out there for any of your conservative callers and for you too to comment on as well. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Eric. Really appreciate you listening. I can understand to some extent where you don't want to give the opposition all the wins.
Yeah.
And if you are against the governor's policies to appoint people who are going to help implement his policies, I understand the gamesmanship there, I guess. But still, it would be nice if they actually tried to accomplish something for the state of Wisconsin. And I also think, Eric, in defense of the voters, most people have full busy lives with children and families and school and jobs and bills, or maybe they're caregivers now for elderly relatives. Not everyone is as obsessed about politics as we are.
Yeah.
It's fact.
Yeah.
It's just fact. So I don't think all constituents are all that well versed on what their elected representatives are doing. And that's one of the points I think of civic media. And certainly this show is to let you know what's going on in Madison and, more accurately lately, what is not going on in Madison.
Well, on top of that, not just because you have lives, because you have busy lives and things going on, but there are 50 news outlets just in Wisconsin that provide the news, which mean great, but something that Group A provides, Group B doesn't provide. If you like Group B, you might not see what Group A provides. Group C has a totally different, you know, we're here to distill the information down, especially Wisconsin news, because it is, as Jane says, so important to you. And, you know, Eric from Tulsa was talking about the training. I'm also just, I mean, honestly, from a cranky old man point of view, I'm just saying they're a waste of money. I'm paying their salary to work less than a quarter of a year.
2 months.
So if you want to earn that money, get some work done. Don't just sit here and be petulant children in the schoolyard. Do something.
But then it is also incumbent on us and incumbent on people, their constituents, to try and keep abreast of, again, what they are doing or not doing on your behalf. And as you said, they got a great gig, man.
Yeah.
It's great work if you can get it.
Absolutely.
They're going on vacation for another 9 months. Because it's been exhausting 2 months, Greg Bach. They're pooped.
I'm tired.
They're just pooped.
Trust me, I'm tired of talking about them.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, if you want to join the discussion.
Tony on the live stream said, can't Governor Evers just reappoint these fired people after the legislative session ends? I mean, I assume so, yes, but when they get back into session,
then they're just going to fire them.
Just
again.
Fire them right again. I mean, so this is just going to, and then no one will want to serve because they have things to do. It's like, I want to help. I have expertise. Why would I even give my name to this? I don't want to be, and I want my name in the paper over this.
And I think, as well as we all know pretty well that they really don't care how much of our money they waste.
Nope.
Let's look at the bogus election investigations. Look at the $2 million we gave Michael Gableman to come up with Zippo as far as election fraud is concerned. So I don't ever want to hear them talk about their stewardship of taxpayer dollars because it just makes
this is what I would do if they talked about it.
I know. It makes me snort out loud. Real quickly, Tom from L.A. Good morning, Tom. Only got a couple of minutes. What do you want to say?
Yep, absolutely. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, not the corporations, and we need to realize that. I think for the people that don't listen to the radio every day and people that are not as engrossed in politics as, you know, the people that are the callers and like myself, but we need to ask ourselves, what has the Republican Congress, what has the Republican at the state level ever done for working people? What have they passed that has been good for working people? And that's the bottom line. So it doesn't take a listening to a show every single day. It really comes back to what's in it for me. And a lot of these people don't realize it, but all Republicans have is tax cuts for the billionaire class. And that is it.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of diversity is probably not the right word to use.
Variety?
A variety among platform ideas.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, too. Anyone who thinks that tax cuts were good, they didn't benefit you.
No, but the wealthy did really, really well. Yeah. And those little tax cuts that the rest of the majority of us got, those expire. The ones for the really, really wealthy, those keep going.
Yeah.
Just kind of the way it worked out. All right. News is on the way, followed by a great entertainment minute with Pete Schwabe. Stay close for that. And then when we return, the good, the bad, and I got to get one of these. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
By a dark and corner seat, faded flowers wait in the jar till the evening is complete.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. China will be taking a hard look at Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher's visit to Taiwan The chair of the House Select Committee on China arrived in Taipei, a show of U.S. support for the self-governing island.
The people of Taiwan should be confident that America stands with them, even as we sort through a very intense political season domestically.
He says that won't change no matter who wins in November.
I'm very confident that support for Taiwan will continue regardless of who occupies the White House.
A three-judge panel of the San Francisco-based federal appeals court struck down a moratorium on coal leasing on federal lands. Could mean future sales of a fuel that's a major source of greenhouse gases. With a growing number of Americans being detained by Russia, the State Department declared that no U.S. citizen should travel to that country for any reason. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggiehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking the state Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps. He signed new legislative maps into law on Monday. Democratic law firm Elias Law Group asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to take up the congressional maps after the court ruled last year that the legislative maps were unconstitutional. The court will have to move fast as the state elections commission says new maps need to be in place by March 15th to take effect this November. Wisconsin State Senate Republicans are firing four more of Governor Evers' appointees, Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
Governor Evers is still the governor, and he'll still be the governor next session. It's been 5 years, and I'm still waiting for all of you to get used to that.
Tuesday's firings include former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton from the UW Hospitals and Clinics Board and Tom Ames from the Natural Resources Board. I'm Nate Wuggiehout, Civic Media News.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds here in the overnight. Light and variable winds with lows by sunrise in the mid-30s. On your Thursday, we'll see tons of sunshine returning to the forecast. Northwest winds will increase. Highs in the mid-50s. Cooler Friday will be in the middle 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more Black History stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Soaring from high above Riverside Park and Granddad's Bluff, this is the talk of LaCrosse. Eagle 1490.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good good morning. Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane, Matt Mayer, Greg Buck, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you so much for joining us. You can call, you can text, join in the conversation at 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and X Twitter. Just a reminder, he is our hardest working host right now. Todd Alba is all over the place.
The Todd Father.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Can I tell you that he filled in for Pat this morning.
From 6 to 8.
Yeah, which means he got in and was ready to go by like 5:30. And then I said, oh, are you going to take a nap on the air? I said, no, you're going to take a nap and, you know, between this and your show that you're doing 3 hours.
Now. Yep.
He said, no, I got to prep for the show. And that's on top of redecorating the Hayward studio.
That he did last night.
That looks gorgeous.
You got to check out Todd's show today. He is in Hayward.
Yes.
Broadcasting from the Buzz of the North, WBZH, during Berkey Week, the 50th annual Berka Binder. You can tune in this afternoon from noon to 3, also tomorrow and Friday as well. And then if you want live updates this Saturday from cable, Gary and Big G are going to be at the Berkey, and they're going to be stopping in with Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel right here from 9 to 11. So make sure you check that out. We had been talking about the wonderful accomplishments of our state legislature and all the things they don't get done. Senate Republicans rejecting 4 of Governor Evers' appointments to the UW Hospital Board and the State Natural Resources Board on Tuesday. Governor Evers promptly appointed 4 replacements. Not sure if they're going to get fired instantaneously or if they'll drag that out for a little bit. But we have some follow-up text, Greg.
Yeah, Andrew from Maine says, being a representative democracy, we are expected to elect individuals to make decisions on our behalf, based on what they have told us during their campaign and what we hold of value. Of course, the issues raised during campaigns are limited to a half a dozen or so, whereas what they are expected to vote on is limitless. And now we are being told that to not worry about some candidates, what some candidates say, because they don't really mean it.
Yeah, that's never good.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Is probably not the best thing to have to whip out on the campaign trail.
I was joking.
It was just a joke.
You're so sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always a real good sign.
I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
And then also coming from the 920, the do nothing Republicans have been drifting to and are now firmly not conservative. They are rather more concerned about power grabs and quote unquote owning the left instead of making policies that help the people. They have devolved into a spiteful group of fear-mongering toddlers who want to drag others down. Enough Republican voters must have miserable lives and hate themselves enough to ride right along being willfully ignorant to reality. Insert the endless Trump grifts here.
Well, I would certainly say that our politicians have devolved into a spiteful group of fear-mongering toddlers. I don't think all Republicans are bad people. I genuinely don't. I really, really don't. I think, again, it depends upon how much you want to inform yourself and how deeply you want to look at these things and get involved in these things. MAGA Republicans are an entirely different thing.
Yeah, I don't want to say they're not worth talking to. They are. It's just more difficult. It takes more time. It takes more energy. But we've talked to many Republicans. I apologize if I don't remember your name. We've had a gentleman who's called a few times and has said, I am a conservative. I listen to your show because I want to learn what you believe and what you think. He's not mean. He's not disrespectful.
Right.
And I appreciate that. Retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson came on last week and made
Republican all his life.
Made it abundantly clear that he is not a weird liberal.
No.
But is very, very much on the side of democracy and freedom and the voting process and the protection of our friends overseas.
And the Constitution.
Yes. So, yeah, I could read the anger in that text, and I get that anger completely. But let's also take a moment to step back and say there are good Republicans out there. They do speak up. Unfortunately, they don't have as much power as other ones. And now, as Andrew in Maine has mentioned on the live stream, they're now just being called rhinos.
Well, right. And if you do speak up, you get smothered.
Yeah.
You get smothered, or you have to leave office because you spoke out against the party.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be that way.
No, absolutely. It absolutely should not. And honestly, kudos. I mean, kudos to Mike Gallagher for speaking up in that one moment. Kudos to Langford for speaking up.
Langford from Oklahoma.
Yeah. Look, to those individuals, I might disagree with them and I might not like their position on the policy, but if your party can't take critique, then there's something desperately wrong with your party.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789. All right, we're going to move along to the good, the bad, and oh, baby, I got to have one of these.
A Holly Hobby doll?
It is not a Holly Hobby doll.
Thanks, Pat.
The Supreme Court on Tuesday, this is the good, rejected appeals from three GOP House Republicans who challenged fines for not wearing face coverings on the floor of the House in 2021. The justices didn't comment on leaving in place the $500 fine issued to, any guesses? Three.
My mother.
Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, wait, what? Matt Gaetz?
Nope. Thomas Massey of Kentucky.
Lauren Boebert.
No, and I would have thought too. No, Ralph Norman of South Carolina. The mask requirement was part of the House's response, I don't know, to the global pandemic.
Remember that?
I do remember that. These three lawmakers actually showed up on the House floor without masks, posing for selfies. That's why they got fined. Lower courts had refused to disturb the fines, ruling the courts don't have the power to review the mask policy. The lawyers, even for House Speaker Mike Johnson, told the court to reject the appeal from his fellow Republicans, although they noted that Johnson and every other member of GOP leadership voted against the mask policy. I'm not quite sure what that's about.
I don't either, but I'm here.
He's a Law and Order guy?
He loves that show. What was the... Okay, so it was Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ralph Norman. Who was the other
one? Thomas Massey of Kentucky.
I'm just doing something here because I want to make a point. And that point is Thomas Massey is 53 years old. Marjorie Taylor Greene is 49. Ralph Norman is 70. Boomer and Gen Xers. I don't want to hear my generation or the generation above talking about they're just so lazy, talking about their selfies and stuff like that. They're posing for selfies and they're adult. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's my point is, like, I could see people my age and above saying, like, people just don't care. They're sitting there posing for selfies and shirking responsibilities, not wearing their masks and being all dumb. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. It just bothered me that they pose for selfies with their masks off, and yet I hear people of their age criticizing young people for not being good enough in life. Sorry. I took it to the side there.
Slight detour.
Sometimes it happens. I see you laughing, Calvin.
On to the bad. And this is really genuinely disturbing.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson.
That's it. All he had to say.
Once again, leaping to the defense of Russian President Vladimir Putin, claiming that anyone who thinks that Putin was responsible for the untimely death, or as they called it, sudden unexpected death syndrome. That was actually the first thing the Russians came out with after it was reported that Alexei Navalny had died, was unexpected death syndrome.
I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm laughing at the wording.
Tucker Carlson says that anyone who thinks Putin is responsible for this is an idiot. Tucker Carlson, who just did a vanity interview with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Praising all wonderful things in Russia, like their grocery carts.
And their subway.
And their subway.
And their bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're grocery carts that are, by the way, available at Aldi.
It's like he's never been out much.
I was going to say, like, that really, his shock to that really speaks to the fact that that man has never gone grocery shopping.
At least not in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
So, Tucker Carlson is talking to, again, another one, fellow former Fox News host Glenn Beck. Navalny's death during the Munich Security Conference in the midst of disputes about aid to Ukraine is definitely not beneficial for Russia. People who say Putin killed him are idiots, according to Tucker Carlson. Alexei Navalny died Friday in an Arctic penal colony where he was serving a 19-year sentence, essentially for voicing opposition to Vladimir Putin. To this point, his cause of death has not been made public. That's because they killed him.
Yeah.
they murdered him.
Yeah, they could have released the body 25 minutes after he died and said he died of an exploding heart. I mean, like, yeah, you made the heart explode. Like, there's no version of this where I don't think you did it. And Tucker Carlson referring to us as collective idiots coming from you makes me feel like the smartest man walking the earth.
These apologists for Vladimir Putin continue to, at least it seems to me, becoming more and more ingrained with the MAGA Republicans.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They are big fans.
Yes.
Big, big fans.
Because Trump is a fan of them. Him. Yes. So therefore, they have to do the slow work of changing the mind of Americans in that party that 30 years ago would have said, in this situation, said, why do you like Vladimir? They would call him evil. But now, misunderstood genius.
Apparently so. Anna Navarro, who is a commentator on The View, and she makes other network appearances as well, talking about this same thing on how they're all apologizing for Vladimir Putin. This is particularly offensive to me, she says, and it's befuddling. It's amazing. I have no explanation for how the party that I grew up in, idolizing Ronald Reagan, that confronted communism, took on the USSR, that took on the Ortegas and the Castros of the world, can be kowtowing to this horrible assassin dictator in Russia, and Justin said instead somehow equating it to what's happening in America. And she was talking about Donald Trump. He's equating himself now to Alexei Navalny.
Yes.
He has not
pushed
any blame towards Vladimir Putin. He has not said that this murder was wrong or the death was wrong or anything like that. Only that Trump is like Alexei Navalny because he is being martyred.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was the first or the second Daily Show that Jon Stewart hosted back. Tony Zimmerman brings up a good point because Putin isn't woke. And the point that Jon Stewart was making is that it used to be capitalism versus communism, a very easy to delineate good versus evil.
Sure.
Now that that's sort of just that's harder to do, it's now woke versus not woke. And they're trying to portray Putin as a not woke person. Like he does what he wants.
He says what he wants. He's a manly man.
He kills who he wants. He rides horses half naked. And that's what they're doing with him. And that's why that he appeals to him. Appeals to these
strong men.
As a strong man who doesn't care what you think. And you just get to F your feelings.
I'm going to do what I want.
Exactly.
I'm the leader.
Yeah. I mean,
this is
bizarro world.
It is upside down world. And we keep referring to this, but I think it's really important. If you missed last Friday's conversation with retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson, and we were talking about NATO and why NATO is so important and why it is so important for the U.S. to remain in NATO and support our allies. And again, Steve Anderson is a lifelong Republican. Listen to the interview.
Yeah.
I think you will find it really enlightening, and I encourage you to have other people take a listen to it as well. You can find it on our website at civicmedia.us. All right, the good, the bad, on the way. Oh, I got to get one of these. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name.
Hummingbird should be your name.
Too restless to
settle. Good morning, and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the surgeon of sound, Calvin is on the board. We're coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Or leave a message on the live stream. If you want to have some fun, join the folks on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter.
It's where all the fun happens.
There is a lot that goes on the live stream. It's always fun to see everybody interact with each other. So check it out.
And by the way, Andrew from Maine wrote MAGA Rhinos. MAGA Rhinos sounds like a drink I want to try.
MAGA Rhino?
Yeah, I'll take a MAGA Rhino.
Is it over ice? Is it over ice?
It's definitely over ice, but instead of salt on the rim, bitters? Motor oil.
I was going to say bitters.
Yeah, that was funnier. I'm not a funny comedian. Don't hire me, people.
All right, we've been doing a round of the good, the bad, and now we move on to, I got to get one of these. This showed up somewhere on my feed yesterday as I was looking for stuff to kick around today. And apparently this was presented on Shark Tank a number of years ago.
Yeah.
And the sharks liked it. And so this product has gone into production, but there's a warning now that there are now copycats. So if you're going to buy this, you want to make sure you buy the original Hum Viewer.
All right, I'll bite. Tell me more.
The Hum Viewer, Greg Bach.
We need some music that's like...
The Hum Viewer, my friends. Picture a welding mask.
Oh, good God.
Okay. Made out of plastic, but it's plastic. So you have your welding mask on, made out of plastic. It's clear.
Yeah.
You can see through it.
Yeah.
And on the front of the mask, if you've ever seen what a hummingbird feeder looks like with the little flowers, you know.
You aren't serious.
So on the front of the mask are three little hummingbird feeder flowers. And you can sit in your garden and have them come up to your face and drink nectar from the feeder.
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe we deserve the people in Madison we have there right now. Oh, my God.
You have to see a picture of this. This is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Is it in our rundown?
It's in our show notes.
Oh, God.
So if you want to see the Hum Viewer, which can be yours for only $69.95, Greg.
Nice.
As seen on Shark Tank, the Hum Viewer, according to their website, is a wearable hummingbird feeder mask offering users an observational sensory experience.
This looks like something out of... This just looks like Saw, if Saw was made by Stein's Garden and GIFs. Not saying that they're a bad store. They're great. I love them. I go to get their... But it looks horrifying. It looks like three cigarettes sticking out of...
But it's got the little flower there.
I know, but from the viewpoint of the guy who's looking way too excited about it, it looks like three unfiltered Pall Malls just sticking out of some plants. Do you think it's... Okay, all right. This is now the Hum Viewer, but it looks like it started as something else.
I don't even want to know where your brain is going with that.
It's simply going to a college dorm, watching maybe a Cheech and Chong movie.
Oh, okay.
And enjoying... what is still currently illegal in Wisconsin.
I'm following you now.
Or at least this can be retrofitted to do so.
Well, you'd have to do something about the leakage on the bottom.
How would you know?
I'm just speculating.
Okay.
I'm old.
There you go.
Continuing the description of the hum viewer.
I'm putting this in the live stream for our audience.
It allows for multiple ways to experience hummingbirds up close by wearing the device as a mask or setting it on a surface or hanging it like a traditional bird feeder, or you can hand feed by holding a flower feeder. Now, I have actually seen people on YouTube before, and I don't know how long it takes to train a hummingbird to actually drink nectar from your hand, but I've seen people do it. But that must take years.
If you don't have years, folks, then get yourself a Hum Viewer. Hum Viewer, only $69.95. Experience the magic of the Hum Viewer as seen in Shark Tank. Definitely don't let your college kids steal it from your garden shed.
Along with your Hum Viewer purchase, it includes plastic shield with adjustable head strap, 3 red flower feeders, 3 yellow removable perches, 1 nectar bulb, 1 cleaning brush, instructions for use and nectar recipe, and a customized drawstring bag for storage.
I would like to know one thing. Are the Hum Viewer people listening right now? Because we're doing a lot of advertising for them, and I would like one for free.
We can reach out.
Yeah. Tony Zimmerman said it perfectly. Wow, that's something.
Come on, Tony. It's hilarious.
Okay, also, you know who would be against this item? The American Association of Eye Doctors. I just made that group up, but you get what I'm saying. Because look at this man.
They're too close?
Yeah, exactly. Look at that man's eyes. They're too close. They're going to cause bad vision. He's going to have glasses or laser surgery. And then he's going to pay out of pocket for it because his insurance doesn't cover it. A Hum Viewer eye accident. And that's what you did. You forced him to get this. You made them love it. And now it's on you, Jane Mattenair. Hope you sleep at night.
I accept the responsibility. I just think it's imperative that people, if you're going to buy one, make sure it's the original Hum Viewer.
That makes me wonder now, what are the knockoff ones?
We'll look. We'll see what else we can find. We will put a link up to the Hum Viewer in our show notes.
We will?
Yes, we will.
Great.
If you want to take a look at it and decide for yourself. It's a little joyful thing, Greg Bach. I just want to sit in my backyard with that thing on to make the neighbors laugh.
Marge, Jane's finally lost it.
We knew she was heading that way anyway. It's finally happened.
She's wearing some weird miner's mask on her face. I don't get what's going on here.
Okay. I'm very excited about
this. I know you are.
I can't.
Between the birding fest and this.
It's a thing. It's just a thing. News is coming up next. Next hour, Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska is going to be joining us to break down some of the more serious things, school referendums last night. And then Brittany Merlot will be here for her weekly spot, Wednesday Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. That's coming up at 11:50. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hummingbird, fly right on by. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. Yes, I'd rather spend my whole life without you than feather a nest to be shattered apart by the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart. By the hum, hum of your hummingbird.
Soaring from high above on Alaska and French Island, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us, and we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnoff issue.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do.
Because we've got you with local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at YouGotThis.com.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.